Well, after a long night of fishing, well, that ended with empty nets, Jesus called Peter and instructed him, put out into the deep. Well, after initially protesting, Simon Peter did as he was instructed, and we all know what happens. The nets were filled, and the boat almost sank because of it. Well, that call is still heard today, and one person who has taken up the call, well, that's Bear Wozniak. Bear is a surfer, a pilot, a black belt, and adventurer. And in his new book, Deep Adventure, The Heroic Ways of Virtue, Bear shares his real life adventures and how he put out into the deep to live a life for God. Bear is joining me today all the way from Hawaii. Aloha, Bear.
Aloha.
Thank you so much for joining us today. How do you all spend Christmas time in Hawaii?
Feeling bad for people on the mainland. I mean the mainland. You know, it's so beautiful here. Like my wife, she's got everything. She's got my big wooden surfboard on the wall, all decorated in Christmas tree lights. And it's really hard to get Christmas trees here, right?
They gotta
ship them in by boat. So we have one of those Christmas trees, the man-made Christmas trees, right, that you can put up every year. But we just love the holidays here. And for us, the Lord always sends us a Christmas swell. We always get a big swell for Christmas to surf.
Oh, nice. And Rudolph and Santa riding the top of it all the way in for all the good children. Well, hopefully that includes Bear. Bear, you got a new book, and I want to talk about this today. You know, you've lived life and still living life to the absolute fullest. Well, how do you compare this life, kind of really living on the edge, and comparing that to the life of, seeking faith?
Well, you know, Christians have always been called to be bold, courageous. There's nothing more adventurous than following Jesus Christ. My creed is that the most radical thing you can pursue in life is the wild adventure of God's will. God's wild. And, you know, I've surfed 40-foot waves. My son surfed 85-foot surf. I've run with the bulls in Pamplona. I've done a lot of crazy and adventurous things. But there's nothing more adventurous than being in the center of God's will, because that's where all the stuff happens. If you're in God's will, you get to see God move. If you're sitting on the beach, you don't get to experience the thrill of riding a wave. But if you paddle out, you turn your back on the aina, on the land. You turn your back on all those sort of temporal things that are calling you and your own agendas to get the corner office, the big and better deal or whatever. You turn your back on all of that and detach that, paddle out into the deep with the Lord and wait on that wave of the Holy Spirit. You're going to have the greatest experiences of your life. There's nothing more thrilling than to see the Holy Spirit work. And you get to do that when you're in his will. And all these other adventures, you know, jumping out of an airplane or something like that, that's just kind of preparation work for living the life in the Holy Spirit.
Well, Bear, the subtitle in your book, The Way of Heroic Virtue. Now, all of us try to live a virtuous life, but you take it a step further and call it heroic virtue. What's the difference?
Well, we know that, you know, to be a saint, it requires heroic virtue, which means to really live a life of self-donation and willing the true good for the other and not counting the cost. So heroic virtue, no matter, you know, the four classic virtues of justice, fortitude, prudence, self-mastery, and then the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. If you live in the habit of those virtues, you're going to find yourself having a simpler life, not an easier life, but a simpler life. You're going to have clarity. You're going to find that there's an integration of your emotions with your mind, and you're going to see God, because having that pure heart of wanting to serve the Lord gives you that vision, that beatific vision, even as you walk on this day in this world of just loving God back. You know, that's what we're doing. We're just loving him back.
Bear Wozniak is the author of a new book, Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue. It is out by Sophia Institute Press, and he is joining me today. Well, Bear, tell our listeners about how that conversion happened to you, because I think some might think, wow, jumping out of an airplane on the same scale as following God, you might have a hard time convincing other people.
Well, I'll just as an aside, you know, we were filming my TV show, Long Ride Home, the motorcycle show that's on EWTN and Prime Video, and I had Father Scott out here, and my wife is a skydiver too. Cindy too is a skydiver, although we don't jump much anymore. But we took him out there, and I was telling him on the way, jumping out of an airplane is the closest thing to going to confession, you know, because you get all nervous and scared before you go into confession, but afterwards, you feel like you can conquer the world once you've confessed and you've received absolution. And that's the same experience of jumping out of a plane. People are all nervous and everything, but once they make that leap, joy just fills them. And when they land, they feel like they can conquer the world. But I have been raised Catholic. My mother was a Catholic convert. My father was Ukrainian Catholic, which is, you know, still part of the whole Catholic Church. And they brought me to Mass every day, and I just loved going to catechism. But I had that sense that God was a God of love, kind of like a father that would send support checks but never really spend time with you and hold you and encourage you. I didn't have any sort of personal connection with him. And this was back in the days. I went to Baylor University, and there were some, you know, there's a lot of Southern Baptists at Baylor. And they said, "We're praying for you to have a closer walk with the Lord." And I was like, "Well, how do you get there? How do you get to that closer or intimate walk?" And I was 19 years old, and my mother told me, "You know what? I have some friends that I have a charismatic prayer meeting." This was back at the birth of the Wild West days of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. And she said, "If you go with me to this prayer meeting, I'll buy you a pair of blue jeans." So I went, and there was a Catholic priest there and a couple of nuns and very joyful, sincere people. And I watched them in Charles DeBoe's living room there. When they prayed, they seemed to, it wasn't a religious act. It was like they really were communicating with God. And I said, "You know, whatever that is you guys have, I want." And it was so cool what they said. They said, "No, you need to think about this. Because when you give your life to the Lord, you need to really count the cost, because it's going to count you everything." So they said, "You wait a week." And a week went by, and I won't tell you all that I experienced, but the Lord really prepared me for that moment. And when they prayed with me, before they even prayed with me, someone touched me and said, "Do you want to give your life to the Lord?" And I said, "Yes." And I felt this powerful infusion of liquid, warm love, so unexpected. And I remember that I raised my hands. I would never do that. And I began to pray in this new, beautiful language. Well, it was a new language. I wouldn't call it beautiful. And I had this encounter with God that I just, from that moment, Brenda, I've just rattled everybody's cage to say, "Don't you want to know the God of the universe?" You know, I was instantly made an evangelist. And I went home, and my dad said, "What happened to you?" And I explained to him, and he said, "Let me hear the language." And I said, "Well, okay." And I prayed in the language God gave me. And he said, "I recognize that language. That's kind of like Ukrainian. I recognize some of the words." Mm. So then that Friday, he had made the mistake of inviting some of these people to come by the house. And he said, "I want to give my life to the Lord, but I'm not ready. I'm not pure enough. I'm not clean enough." And I remember Charles DeBoe said, "Greg, this is a come-as-you-are party." Now, remember, this is my father, who in time became a deacon. And when we prayed with him, my language then changed to a more of a beautiful heavenly language. But from that moment, I was on fire. If you were sitting at Baylor University in the cafeteria and you were alone, I was going to tell you, you can know God. You can actually know him and experience it and live a life in intimacy with him. And since that time, you know, I've been through hell and back. I've been through the dark nights. I remember picking up John of the Cross's book, Dark Night of the Soul, and I go, "Oh, good, I got to skip that chapter." But no, God's led me faithfully. I wasn't always faithful, but God was. You know, the Bible says, if you are If you deny me, I will deny you, because I cannot deny myself. But if you are unfaithful, I'm always faithful. And so God has really led me through all the ups and downs and all the burning away of the dross, and has but given me unbelievable blessings. I'm a world champion tandem surfer. And what that means is you lift a woman in very extreme overhead lifts while carving down the face of the wave. And I've surfed all over the world doing that. And I'm a world champion. But guess what? I had an extremely, extremely painful back issue for 13 years that would leave me laid up in bed for days and weeks at a time. And just to even move, there would be like a spike going through my back. UCLA Medical Center, nobody could heal me. One day, I was in a place where everyone was praying, and someone said, God's healing someone here of a back, just a small group. And I said, well, everybody's got a back problem. But all of a sudden, I felt the Lord just fill my heart, and I was healed.
Wow.
And so when you're weak, then you're strong. And becoming a world champion wasn't about me. It was about, look what I can do because God healed me. And that world championship became kind of a platform to share with more people and more people the gospel. So, you know, when the Holy Spirit hit David, he danced around. And when he hit me, I guess I can hardly control myself to share with people the gospel. And I guess the main thing I see that the Lord has given me, that kind of John the Baptist zeal to get with men and tell them, dude, you can do better than that. You're a better man than that. Mm. Give your life to the Lord. Lay down your life. Be the hero. So that's where I call it deep adventure, the way of heroic virtue.
Well, Bear, let me ask you this. You have these adventures throughout your whole life. Maybe for our listeners, can you express the difference between those years where you were just loving every moment of the sun and the surf, and then those times where your adventures, your surfing, all the different things that you did were lived for God? Did you have a difference between those two adventures?
I don't see them as being any different, because I see them all as being in the middle of God's heart and God's will. I think God takes pleasure in me when I jump out of an airplane. And I know pedaling my bicycle across the United States, that was much more of an internal adventure than an external. God did great things in my heart during that time of those 28 days pedaling through the desert. Mm. I see them all the same. I don't differentiate them, except for that when they're as a ninja black belt, there are ways that we often train from the outside in. And a lot of the virtues, like, for example, the virtue of fortitude, you can wait to develop that, or you can develop that through resistance training. So when I paddled my surfboard across the 27-mile channel between the island of Molokai and the island of Oahu, I chose to go there and develop fortitude so that when things in my life came at me that I didn't choose and wouldn't want, I had that fortitude, you know, to do that. And when I learned to fly an airplane, didn't I apply prudence? Before I flew, I did my pre-flight checklist. I did my navigation. I had prudence. So then when I was faced with a difficult family or business or other situation, I had developed the ability to think through and to reason what was the true good and how to make that simply and clearly. So I see that. So in some cases, especially in the cardinal virtues of self-mastery, justice, prudence, and fortitude, you can choose to develop them by choosing to push yourself, you know, whether it's resistance training with, you know, muscle or cardio or I think of cardio training the same thing as prayer, right? Mm. Often when I'm out stand-up paddling, that's my prayer time. So I don't differentiate the two. I think we should have an integrated life. You know, my desk, I named it after the one the desk the president has, the Resolute Desk. And then beneath there is the quote, "Thy will be done." To me, everything is just this great adventure. Wake up in the morning, get that cup of coffee, sit down in my prayer chair, open the windows, look out all over the ocean, study, redo the liturgy of the hours, and spend time with the Lord, get your marching orders, and then like I say about one of my friends, as soon as his feet hit the ground in the morning, the devil says, oh, no, he's up. I want to be that guy.
Yeah. Oh, Bear, that is fantastic. Well, not that you separate your daily life with the time that you spend with God. Well, God's supposed to be with you at every moment, in every adventure, and makes it all the more meaningful. Bear, that is fantastic. It is a wonderful book, and I sure appreciate some of your time this morning talking about it.
Praise God. Good to spend time with you.
And again, that is Bear Woznick. The name of the book, Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue. It is out now by Sophia Institute Press.
Can I give them one more address?
Absolutely, Bear.
We have the Bear School of Manliness. Go to deepadventure.com, and the mama bears can join there too. But we have a 3-year cycle of the Bear School of Manliness, and the man cave with twice a month Zoom meetups. So I encourage people to go there too, deepadventure.com.
You can find a copy for yourself. All you got to do is head over to our webpage. And on this podcast, I will be sure to add those links. And you're going to find that podcast on the Hail Mary Media app or our webpage, materdayradio.com.